We're going to go to John chapter 17 in a minute. It'll be the first verse that we're going to take a look at. You know, there is something about change that is, number one, inevitable, even though we don't like it, right? We don't like it when things change. You know, my poor wife has put up with me. I'm one of those guys who's just kind of unsettled sometimes. And we will be married 24 years in August, and we have lived in 16 different homes in 24 years. And so, poor girl. And I'm sorry, babe. And but one of the things is, and you know, when we moved here to Sand Springs, too, originally years ago, there weren't any good rent houses. There was nothing. You know, we weren't ready to buy at that time. Newlyweds. Matter of fact, I came as a single man. Some of y'all may remember my first picture in the directory here was all by myself. And I remember Lee asking me, "Now, you are going to marry this girl, right? Because we want a married man. We don't want something to happen and you be single the whole time." And I said, "Yes, sir. Lord willing, there is nothing going to keep me from marrying this girl." And so, man, God has been good to me, hasn't he? And so here we are still enjoying our lives together. But I was single all by myself and, you know, of course, looking for a place to live. And I told her, one of the things, it won't matter what house we're in, as long as I can go to the sink and the drinking glasses are on the right-hand side. That's where they were all my life growing up. And if they're on the right hand, I will feel at home. And so my lovely wife put up with that, you know. Put the drinking glasses. You know what? They're not on the right-hand side of the sink anymore. Because wherever she is has become my home. And so isn't that sweet? But that's the truth. It is the truth. And so things change, don't they? We by nature are people who want to change, who want to do better. Especially those of us who are looking at faith things. But even the marketing world knows that people want to change, right? They want change in their life. And this is one of the things I thought of. Do you remember this? The back of it started in other magazines, but wound up being kind of a comic book thing, right? Charles Atlas, his ad to take his buy his exercise workout plans and things like that, and you no longer have to be the wimp on the beach who gets beat up, that, you know, you'll be the man of muscle soon if you follow his plan. And then companies like this today still making millions on the desire of people to change, right? Jenny Craig, right? And they have a few celebrities that they've paid to go through their program, have done an incredible job losing weight and things like that. So they sell that in a big, big way. And change is an important thing to us. We want to change. We want to be more than what we are now, right? But here's one of those things that we struggle with is becoming more as Christians. I want to read a couple of verses here to you. John chapter 17, beginning of verse 2. "My prayer is not for them alone," and this is Jesus' prayer. Jesus is praying here. So if you have one of those red letter editions, it'll all be in red. "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one." This prayer is very important to me because it's one of those things that was heavy on the heart of my Savior the last moments before he passed away, before he gave his life on the cross for us, before he heads down the path that he went to willingly, but not with a desire to do so. Does that make sense? Remember he prayed in the garden, "Lord, if there be any way, let this cup pass from me. But not my will, but your will be done." And we struggle with that as Christians. And he did something willingly for us, but he didn't want to have to go through it. Kind of like my boys taking out the trash, right? They do it willingly because Dad tells them, but they don't want to have to do it, right? That's a long ways from what Jesus did for us. But Jesus, before he enters into all of the struggle that he's fixing to head into, sets down one of his concerns is about us. That we be united. That we be as one. And that we're as one with him and the Father. And we struggle with that, don't we? We struggle with, here is God of heaven, creator of all. And how do I, Keith Thompson, become one with them? How do I become one with you as a family? I struggle with that. You know? I don't always like the way Brian Benton goes about things, but I wouldn't do it that way, but you know. And Steve, you know, I wouldn't ride that thing that he rides to church, but that's all right, you know. And so how do we take all these diverse personalities as a people and we start to come together? And I think sometimes we miss the idea that it's not about who we are, it's about who the Lord is transforming us into, right? And so we look for those opportunities. And so this morning, I don't want to go real in-depth about bringing us together as one, except for that very first step. And that is going to our Savior. And so we want to take a look at that this morning. But before we do, would you pray with me, please? Our God and our Father, we come before you this morning just giving you thanks and all. Father, we thank you for your word and the richness that lies within. Father, as we look at changing our lives so that we can become greater in all that we do, that we can become one as a family, that we can become one with you. Father, we trust you. We put our lives in your hands. Help us to be more than what we are. Help us to look for that change in our life. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to share with you one thought as we get into our scripture this morning. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 and 14 says that we are to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And I wonder sometimes just how much we struggle with that concept, because I am supposed to be, let's take that idea and put it into modern day language, okay? Salt brings flavor. You and I are to the world the flavors of God. You and I, like a prism of light that sheds a brilliant spectrum of colors, we are the light colors of God. That's who we're supposed to be. And sometimes in my life I fall short of that, and I realize that I need a little help to begin all over again to say, Lord, help me to move forward from this point. Help me to take my weaknesses and put them to the side and become what I need to become. And so this morning we're going to take a look at Mark chapter 10 and some of the things that we can learn from this short story here. Follow along with me, please. Mark chapter 10, beginning in verse 46. Then they came to Jericho as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, which means the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And many rebuked him and told him, be quiet, be quiet. But he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and said, call him. So they called to the blind man, cheer up. On your feet, he's calling you. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Go, said Jesus. Your faith has healed you. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. How incredible is this story? It's incredible, isn't it? change ahead. We struggle with that, don't we? What I want us to do this morning is just take a few thoughts from these scriptures that we just read and talk about how to apply them to our own lives. And then the lesson is yours this morning, very simply. Number one, we need to learn to define our own weaknesses, right? It was obvious what Bartimaeus' problem was, right? He couldn't see. He wanted to be able to see. Sometimes we don't realize what our weaknesses is until it's been put to us. And that's what we take from John chapter 17. One of our weaknesses is coming together and being all that we need to be. Which is one of those weaknesses that we struggle with. Trying to do things side by side, right? Define our weaknesses. Bartimaeus knew that he needed sight. Sometimes we need to just simply fall to our knees and say, Lord, make it clear to me what my weaknesses are. So as Paul writes to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians, that we can begin the transformation by His will and power in our lives on a daily basis. Define what our weakness is. The second thing we need to do is look for the opportunity to change, right? Why was Bartimaeus where he was? Maybe he was there begging, but when he heard that Jesus was coming, right? Looking for the opportunity to change. He knew that as soon as he heard the name of Jesus, there was an opportunity for his life to change. Now you know that this morning or you wouldn't be here. That in Christ there's an opportunity for us to change and become more than what we are. Next, we need to stop waiting for the perfect circumstance. Was it a perfect circumstance for Bartimaeus that day? No. There were people in the way. He couldn't really tell exactly where Jesus was. It's hard to fight a crowd, I'm sure, when you're blind. Several years ago, I did an experiment with some teenagers I was working with, and we were talking about not being able to see things clearly, and we blindfolded the entire group and then went about doing some tasks together. It is not easy. And then we would take them through an obstacle course. And it's amazing how hard it is when you don't have sight. Bartimaeus was not in a perfect circumstance, but he called to the Lord. Have mercy on me. You and I have got to learn to call to the Lord in all circumstances and ask God to have mercy on us. See, we so often think that we can handle it on our own, don't we? But I can do all things through myself. Is that what Scripture teaches us? No, it's not what it teaches us, does it? I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Yet we want to do it all on our own. We think, I can do that. You know, it's like laying a flooring. Yesterday I was working with my boys laying some flooring. You know, and I realize it's much easier with their help. They're old enough, they're capable, and they're there on their knees and they're helping me. And they can spend a lot more time on their knees than I can, for one. And so we learn this task together. And we're working together. And sometimes we need to be reminded that we can't do it on our own. You cannot overcome your weaknesses all by yourself. You need to call on God and ask Him to have mercy on you so that you can grow and become more. Next, we need to know that He will answer. He's made promises to us that He will always be faithful to keep. And when we call on His name, that He will answer, just like He did to Bartimaeus. Have mercy on me, Lord. And Jesus simply said, call him. Bring him to me. Anytime that we call on the Lord, He will not turn from us. He will always answer our call. One of the things that we need to be reminded of is He may use those who are around us. One of the reasons why it was so important for Jesus to pray for us to be unified is because that we teach and admonish one another and lift each other up by being together as a family of God. And we need to be reminded of that fact. And so they called to Bartimaeus, right? Cheer up! He's calling you now. And yet, so often we let the world come in and swamp us, and we get so out of focus because we don't realize that each and every day, and every moment, Jesus is calling us to Him. Believe that we can change. Bartimaeus believed that he could change. He believed that he could change because the Savior was near. We need to believe that He can change us. That He has the power to make a difference in our life. We need to believe that once we believe, we need to ask Him to change the simple things in our life that keep us from having the relationship with Him that we need to have. And then we need to begin to follow Him into the future. Bartimaeus, once he was healed, didn't say, "All right, I'm going to go my own way." But he continued to follow the Savior. And we need to do the same. To stand firm in all that comes our way so that we can be the salt to the earth and the light to the world. And then, last of all, we need to do something bold. So often in our lives, we begin to make changes and we think, well, that's good enough right there. But we need to step up and do something that begins to change the world so that those around us can see God's love in us, that they can see the forgiveness and the opportunity to be someone new. It's a simple lesson this morning to you. And I meant for it to be simple for this reason. Brethren, we just need to be reminded that in our Savior is the power to change who we are. This week, have you asked God to help you change? Or did you just go about the week doing the best you could? Brethren, we need to be as simple as Bartimaeus. Lord, have mercy on me. I cannot see. I can't see tomorrow. You don't know where you're headed. You don't know whether your house will burn or your job will be there, or that you will be hurt in a car wreck. You have no idea what is going to happen to you. Lord, have mercy on me. Help me change. I believe that you can change me and make me whole. But Satan would have us, as Ephesians chapter 6 talks about the schemes. He's going to be about his schemes, trying to divide you from the Father at all times. Sometimes we forget just how simple the message of the gospel is. Do we not? Lord, help me to change. I believe in your power to make me change, to make me new. Romans chapter 6, right? For if we've been united with Him in the likeness of His death, burial, and resurrection, we've been united with Him and have gained a new life. And sometimes we want to make it so difficult and so deep that we just forget that daily we call on His name to change who we are. That we can become more. So that we can be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. In a way that other people will look in and think, what's he got going on? Why is he always smiling? Why is he always laughing? Why is he always sharing about that Jesus? Because once I was blind, and now I see. By the hand of the Savior. If we can help you this morning change your life, to set your life right, whether it is praying about sins that have gotten into your life and turned you away from the Father, or if we can help you be united in the likeness of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection to be raised to walk in newness of life. Why don't you come as we stand and sing.
I stand to praise you, my soul on my knees, my spirit.